Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This election today, folks, won't just be a referendum on Biden and inflation, the economy, the Democrat agenda, although it will be all those things. It'll be a referendum on whether we can hold elections still in this country, or we're just too divided to pull it off. Last week, an NBC News poll found that a shocking 72% of Republicans don't think Joe Biden's the president. They, like the rest of the world, are still traumatized by the last election. I think that's part of what the turnout is here. They wanted a say on what happened and they never got it. They were censored and silenced. But I'll never forget it as long as I live. Going to bed, because I had to get up early to be on the air the next morning, when Brett Baer assured us there was an 80% chance Trump would win, he had just put away Florida and North Carolina. Remember, DeSantis cleaned up the voter fraud in Florida. It used to be run out of Broward County. He got rid of all those criminals. So you could actually hold an election in Florida. And all of a sudden, it turns red. Weird. Anyway, 80% chance. When I woke up to do my radio show, I knew immediately something was wrong. Because across five key swing states, no others, the polls had all shut down almost simultaneously over about an hour and a half. And Republican poll watchers were already being evicted. They were putting up cardboard in the windows. We'd later see some video of what happened at that time, at least from Georgia. We'd see the poll workers after they had tossed out the poll watchers and the media. By the way, it is illegal to count votes alone in the state of Georgia. You must have witnesses, but nobody cares about the law. And they pull out those boxes of ballots from underneath the table and start going to town. Everybody still pretends that wasn't voter fraud. So right now, I feel like I'm watching a rerun of 2020. I've been screaming, begging the GOP to do something about the state of Pennsylvania, where we've now discovered a staggering 250,000 votes, absentee ballots, were illegally mailed out in the Democrat-controlled counties, but not the Republican ones. Why? FBI boot come through their door if they did a thing like that. You can't just mail out absentee ballots. People have to request them in writing. But the Democrats did what they always do. They don't steal elections under cover of darkness, at least not that I know of. No, they just announced that they plan to break the law, and then they proceed to do it right in front of everybody. And they did. In the state of Pennsylvania, again, those ballots must be requested in writing with proof of ID. But they didn't bother. Every one of them is illegal. And we've only found 250,000 of them. God knows how many more there are. That's the Democrats' classic phase one of the steal. Listeners to this podcast will remember phase two of the steal. Democrat officials and their affiliated media coming out and saying, oh, it'll look like Republicans are winning, but that's just a mirage, a red mirage. In fact, incredibly, ABC News is actually using the term red mirage. They just did an article that ought to scare everybody. Here's the headline on it. Early election night results might not indicate final tallies and why that's okay. A red mirage or an artificial GOP vote lead will likely reoccur Tuesday. But don't worry, it'll be totally normal if Democrats win. Don't you think it's odd that not one of the leading Republican campaigns for Senate, not a single one of them in any of these swing states, is out there warning, oh, be careful, it'll look like the vote is done and the Republicans have won, but it'll go on for days, so just be calm. Well, Fetterman's campaign, you know, the guy who looks like Lurch, who's running in Pennsylvania, that guy, he just came out with an absolute bizarre, I mean bizarre warning. And I'll tell you why it's so bizarre. Fetterman's campaign on Monday dropped a bizarre statement telling people to buckle up for a long week because the county it'd go on through the weekend. What? Here's a problem with that. Pennsylvania streamlined how they count votes after the 2022 debacle, right? Early votes and mail-in balloting must be processed and counted starting Tuesday, today, at 7 a.m. But by state law now, the results must be done, counted, and posted by 2 a.m. Wednesday. End of election. Fetterman doesn't seem to think that law is going to be followed. He's warning, no, we'll be at it for days. He's already filed a lawsuit to count votes that don't have dates on them. Why would you do that? Two reasons. You need to dump the votes outside the election place because you don't know how many you're going to need to flood the zone with in order to make up the difference. And number two, votes that go through the mail have that stamp on them. Votes that do not, do not. So notice no Republicans seem to, at all concerned that somebody will have put the wrong date in or that the mail stamp won't be there. Why? They're not cheating. It's not that they're good people. It's not they wouldn't dare. The FBI would absolutely wreck them. So first, Joe Biden last week tells us this.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well. That's how it's supposed to work.
The most advanced country on earth now, all of a sudden, can't count votes in a timely manner. Ever since the election fraud that 72% of us think took place in the Republican Party, that's a lot, folks. That's not a couple of extremists. We know it in our gut. We know what we saw. Then the next shoe to drop. And folks, I'm outlining what the election fraud will look like if that's what we're watching, because we are going down the same path as 2020. Then ABC News does the article I told you about. A red mirage or artificial GOP vote lead will likely reoccur Tuesday like 2020. But don't worry. Democrats' long-term counting will be okay, even if we're still counting when it's illegal for us to do so, as they did after the last election. Then what will they do? They'll go to court to argue, okay, these ballots were legally cast, but if you don't count them, it's disenfranchisement of voters. Weeks, I've been warning that this was coming and begging the GOP to do something. When I saw them mailing the over 200,000 illegally mailed out absentee ballots, and we were already responding wrong. 15 members of the Pennsylvania legislature were demanding, hey, we got to segregate them. We got to segregate. No, we need to throw them in the trash. You can't mail a ballot to somebody who did not request it. And worse yet, they've been illegally registering people to vote in that state for a while. You're supposed to check ID, get ID, have a record of ID. They just didn't bother because they've had a Democrat in the Secretary of State position. And as we know, you know, laws don't apply to Democrats. So some of the voters are double illegal voters. They are voting on an illegal absentee ballot and they didn't use ID when they registered. So the Republicans are like, oh, we got to segregate them. We got to make sure they have ID. No. They go in the trash. We do not allow Democrats to vote illegally. But see, what they'll do is tie it up with a lot of lawsuits. So they announce they're breaking the law. They do it right in front of your face. The GOP does nothing. That's par for the course. And then the lawsuits start and they will start screaming voter disenfranchisement. How can you disenfranchise these voters? And then they'll scream racist as if this has something to do with race and not the voter fraud they're committing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is what is coming in the coming weeks. And I've been warning about it for weeks on my show because you could see it coming at you like a freight train. And now we have the classic, oh, it'll look like the GOP won, but our votes will come in later. Yeah, I know, in the back door, when you figure out how many you need. The purpose of today's podcast is not to forecast exactly what will happen, but to tell you what to look for and for you to understand this was knowable. Now, here's the crazy part. This is where the DOJ is getting involved. I'm going to tell you what you're watching right now, because this really is remarkable. And we'll answer the question, can we still hold elections in this country? I don't know. Okay, the Department of Justice, which remember is criminal, fundamentally corrupt and utterly controlled by Democrats, just sent its election enforcement division to 64 counties in 24 states. All but three of the counties are blue. They say they're going there to combat voter fraud and monitor for compliance with the federal voting rights laws. Why would they need that in big blue counties, many of which are the same ones the voter fraud accusations came out of? Again, not Republican ones, Democrat ones. Because they're there to allow and facilitate the voter fraud. This is why, for weeks, the FBI has been warning about extremists, domestic extremists, and Russian agents who would try to infiltrate the process at the election places. Why are they doing this? Because Steve Bannon, Elise Stefanik, and to some extent, the Republican Party, but mainly Bannon, has put together an army of poll watchers. They are trained not to leave. They are trained to resist when the steal begins, so they can't just check, you know, kick out the Republicans again, right? Well, he's been talking about this on a show for a while. The DOJ and FBI just found out about it a few weeks ago, and they went into a cold panic. You cannot commit voter fraud with Republican witnesses. This is a problem. And they got another problem. Normally, they would just censor all the video that would come out of the kicking out of the fraud, what people saw on Twitter and Facebook, but they don't control Twitter right now. This is a major problem. So they're going to have to get the jackboots on the ground. You are literally watching the anatomy of the steal. I don't know if it'll work. I don't have a prediction on that. I don't know how massive or broad this is, but I know what you should watch, and I'm watching it right now. And I want to point out to you what you're seeing in terms of just American history here. I mean, in foreign countries, when the ruling government sends federal police or military agents of the regime in power to monitor elections, U.S. media, U.S. politicians call it intimidation. They condemn it. They call it corruption, election fraud. And it is. And we just watched it. When Joe Biden sends federal police to monitor elections, U.S. politicians and media call it protecting democracy, which is what they do in those authoritarian regimes. Now, imagine the media apoplexy if President Trump's DOJ was activated to Philadelphia, Baltimore, Atlanta, Clark County, Wayne County, Broward County, Harris County, Texas, and Racine, Wisconsin. They would go wild, but only because it's not their jackboot thugs. These people have one purpose, to ensure that when the Republicans are kicked out in the middle of the night, they leave in an orderly fashion or face a slew of life-wrecking federal charges. Now, back to those Twitter videos, the ones that'll inevitably emerge after they did in 2020, except we had to watch them on places like Gab because everything else was censored, of people talking about being kicked out, people actually being kicked out. See, the left's got a problem. They need to preempt that so their voters don't see it or understand it for what it is. And that's what this coverage was. This montage starts with ABC News. The so-called domestic extremists they're warning about are GOP poll watchers.
And now to rising voting threats. Intelligence officials say extremists could target election-related infrastructure, personnel, or even voting sites. Talk a little bit about what the threat environment is ahead of this election. And another big question, can people be confident their vote will count?
What authorities are paying close attention to is the potential that domestic extremists could attack down the stretch to the midterm elections. That assault against the speaker's husband was another wake-up call. No specific plot has been uncovered, but the amount of online chatter in the dark corners of social media does have them concerned.
Domestic extremists? What is this guy talking about? Well, to understand, you got to go back to what I warned you about. On October 23rd, as Steve Bannon's army, as the MAGA army deployed to watch these ballot boxes, to watch the polling places for fraud, the FBI and DOJ switched tactics. They went from assuring us that this was going to be a very secure election to telling us, in fact, the election was not secure. And why was the election not secure? According to the FBI's official statement on it, misinformation, disinformation, which is anything that's true but that they don't want you to know, and this, threats posed by China and Russia, as well as other non-state actors, this is Politico reporting, and potential physical threats to election officials in jurisdictions across the country. The warnings come as the midterm elections near amid increasing reports of intimidation at ballot drop boxes. They're watching them in a very legal way. They are 100 and 200 feet off the box. They have to watch them, or it's going to be 2,000 mules all over again. So where is this potential of violence coming from? Well, potential, they say, of violence. This is Biden administration security officials in response to the spread of false narratives regarding the election process. In other words, true narratives regarding the election process. Officials said election workers, including those at polling stations, are likely to face threats and harassment from extremists. Again, who are these? Those are two people. GOPs who have been trained not to leave when they want to kick them out in the middle of the night and put the cardboard up. And GOPs watching the ballot drop boxes. Now listen to the giveaway, the big tell in this political article from the 24th. Officials consider misinformation and disinformation the biggest threats to the midterms, given how easy it would be for malicious actors, whether domestic partisans or foreign intelligence operatives, to seize on delayed results or isolated voting machine glitches to spread lies about the security of the process. And there you have the anatomy of the steal. They got away with it in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Nevada, in Arizona, and they're going to do it again. They'd be crazy not to, especially after that phone call with GOP minority leader, who will now unfortunately be the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, talking to Liz Cheney and Steve Scalise. He didn't know it was being recorded, and they were plotting how they can get other elected Republican Congress members censored on social media for questioning the outcome of the election. To me, it's total cover for Democrats. They'd be crazy not to try to steal it. Ditto for the DOJ and the FBI. Now that I've set the table, watch what happens over the next week. Everything is in place for the steal. Let's see what goes down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.